The fists start flying on Sunday. We know that. The verbals, well, they've really not emerged heading into this fight. But the mind games, well, they have. They are well and truly on. The Pac-Man's camp, they've advised Horn just to stay at home. And the biggest danger for them for this fight was the flight over. Yeah, so they've started subtly putting out those mind games. But don't worry, the Hornady returned serve yesterday, subtly again, questioning if Manny Pacquiao is even taking him seriously, especially after texting his way through their media appearance at Suncorp Stadium yesterday. Has he got a point? Is the senator taking him seriously? Well, let's find out. I caught up with Freddie Roach, the 11-time world champion's long-time trainer. I did that before coming on air because right now, more training commitments for Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach. The first thing I asked him was, though, the former school teacher has accused the senator of not paying attention in class.
Well, you know, I've been with Manny a long time, and as Manny sits there and writes things down and so forth, what he was doing was he's preparing his speech for the podium. But then when they didn't have that type of a setup like we're used to in America, Manny didn't get to say his speech. The one he, so you know, but he wasn't being disrespectful or anything like that. But you know, I really don't care what Jeff Horn thinks, and you know, he can go himself for all I care.
Freddie, there we go. The first shot in anger by the looks of it.
Well, the thing is, I don't have to explain myself to him either. You know, he's not my boss.
See, I thought he might have been texting everyone about how great Brisbane was and what a great city this is.
Well, you know, he's been running every morning, and the runs are quite tightfold. You know, the courses that were going on are just very, very scenic, a lot of pictures. Yeah, a lot of Filipino people, local Filipinos following them. 30 people ran with Manny today. About 25 ran with Manny today, and about two finished.
25 yeah. Running. It's quite an entourage. Actually, Freddie, can you give us an insight into that world, being part of the entourage? I mean, a whole jumbo jet flying over into this country. It's something surreal.
Yeah, it's they're his friends, and a lot of them are actually from Los Angeles, and a lot of them are from home also. And a lot of them today were actually locals actually that were there. But, you know, Manny's nice to everybody, and he's a generous person. And, you know, Justin Portion, my strength coach, is in charge of the run, so he controls what everyone does. They can run with him for a while, but nobody ever keeps up with him. But you know, but he has a couple guys that can run that do keep up with him and just make sure everything's okay.
On a serious side, too, he's got bodyguards, close personal protection. I mean, he is a senator.
He has bodyguards. He has local bodyguards that live here, and they know the territory and so forth. And they do help out quite a bit. And there's four of them. And, just in case, you never know in the world we live in today.
How do they go on the run? Do they keep up? Or do they have to take shifts?
One of them. Yeah, we do have a good runner in the bunch, yeah.
All right, Freddie, what about inside the ring? How's preparation been compared to other fights?
You know, he's very explosive, and he's punching really good on the mitt, and he's given the workout with the press. I was surprised that he gave so much, because usually he doesn't do that much usually. But the thing is, I think Manny wanted to send a message out there that Manny's very fast and very explosive, and he punches very hard. So our last day sparring was Monday when we got here, and everything's worked out well, and he's in great shape, and his weight's good. We do have Jeff Horn in front of us right now. We're not looking over him. We're not looking past him. We're not taking him lightly. We never take anyone lightly. I don't care who we're fighting. I mean, from Mayweather on down. And you know, the thing is, anything can happen in boxing, and we are prepared for anything.
If you're looking forward then to another shot at Mayweather, but then you also reckon Manny should hang up the gloves if he gets beaten or if he doesn't perform too well. It sounds like to me this could be make or break, this fight.
It could be. I mean, definitely, you know, the thing is, it hasn't looked like that in training, so I don't expect that to happen, because I think I would see it earlier. But the thing is, His work ethic is unbelievable still, and he's still the hardest worker I've ever seen in boxing.
Freddie Roach is my guest. He's the longtime trainer of Manny Pacquiao, 11-time world champion. Freddie, speed has always been Manny's weapon. Has he still got it at age 38?
Yeah, you know, he has a lot of speed still and very fast. Even though over the years, I'm sure he slowed down a little bit. But I would say, yeah, he maybe not as quick as he was, you know, 10 years ago. But the thing is, his speed is still dominant over most people in the ring. And that's one thing about Jeff Horn. He is very slow. And I know he has a heavy right hand, yes, but it'll take a day and a half to get there.
What will be the difference then in the fight? Do you think it's the speed? Could it be the age? Could it be the reach, the height difference?
It could be a lot of those things, but in my mind, the speed factor will be the difference. I believe that he will be overwhelmed.
Can you see the fight going the distance?
That part of him has never changed.
Can you see the fight going the distance?
Yeah, you know, the fight, I mean, we've gone the distance a lot in the past. And, you know, I can't really predict a knockout in this fight, even though I like to. But, I, you know, it's been so long since we've had a knockout. Of course this fight can go the distance, yeah. But will it? I'm not sure. But because if it comes, it comes. I mean, knockouts are a bonus, you know.
Freddie, appreciate your time today. I know it's precious. We'll let you get in and start training with the champ again. A couple of days away from the Battle of Brisbane. Either way, it is going to be epic.
It should be an exciting fight. And again, you know, this is like one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I'll never forget Brisbane. It's been great. Thank you very much for your hospitality. And this is like my 38th country I've been to in my lifetime.
Wow.
And might be my favorite place.
Nice. Sweet talk your way. I like it. Brilliant.
I haven't seen a kangaroo yet, though, so I got to see
what. Well, you might see a boxing kangaroo on Sunday.
That's okay. I'll deal with that.